This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI. So, I got a birthday coming up. Yay! Happy birthday to me! Alright, my birthday's not till Sunday, so you guys still have some time to give me presents. But it's no surprise, I'm not in my 20s. I was really hesitant on videotaping my radio shows because I've been pretending to be 29, a real blonde, skinny, right? And so, you know, people kind of know the truth. So, truth is, I'm in my 40s, and with this next birthday, I am like deep into my 40s. I mean, I'm not like I know I look like I'm in my 30s, and no. I mean, I am, you know, whenever I hang out with my students, they all get carded, and, you know, they're like, is your mom pain? And I'm like, Mom, I'm not old enough to be their mom. Actually, I think I am. So, anyway, I'm at risk for a midlife crisis. I think a lot of us are. And we talk about midlife crises as a bad thing. And the reason why we talk about midlife crises as a bad thing is because in TV, right, you know, somebody will cheat on their wife and, you know, trade their wife in for like a 20-year-old, you know, real blonde who's size 2 or whatever, right? Or they'll hawk the house and you know, the life savings and buy a Lamborghini. And mind you, I would love a Lamborghini, okay? So I think, however, a midlife crisis, but we can't call it a midlife crisis. If we call it a midlife reboot, is really healthy. I think it is probably the way to approach aging. And so there's a fine line between having a midlife crisis and a midlife reboot. So a midlife crisis, how do you identify if you or your loved one or whatever is in a midlife crisis? Okay, well, that's kind of tricky. So one is they'll probably look depressed. Okay, they'll probably always talk about their age. I mean, now we women talk about our ages, okay, but that doesn't mean we're in a midlife crisis. It's just, you know, it's just because we're trying to perpetuate a lie. You know, oh, I'm 32. So I talk about being in my 30s all the time, not because I'm in a crisis, it's because I'm trying to, you know, convince everybody and brainwash them to think I'm in my 30s. But they seem depressed. They seem forlorn, right? They seem kind of bored. They seem restless. They don't seem happy. They may start to do rash things. They may start to all of a sudden dress younger, try to look younger. And again, that we're going to be kind of coming into the lines of the reboot. Okay. Crisis is not a bad word entirely yet. Okay. But if somebody's going through a midlife crisis, they may just do a complete 180 with everything. However, what I'm seeing with a lot of my friends and a lot of people on Facebook and listeners and stuff like that is a lot of people are hitting the gym, and they are going from couch potato to cut. So you hear people go, yeah, he's having a midlife crisis. No, he's not. He's rebooting. I think going into the gym and getting your body back is healthy. That's a reboot. Who gives a crap if you're going to call it a midlife crisis? All right, I've always wanted to be blonde. Okay, so I went to Jerry at the Jerry Lambert Experience. I go, make me platinum, you know, and he's like, well, that's easy because he got some gray. I was like, okay, good, you know, glad to help make the process easier. But, you know, he was awesome. He didn't bring up the grays. He knows better because I'm like, oh, I got gray. You lie. You go see an eye doctor. So I want to be blonde. I became blonde. You're supposed to, when you hit your midlife, and why do we have a midlife crisis? Well, it's because we think we're halfway through our life expectancy. In the 70s, you would hit a midlife crisis in your 30s. Now, you start to hit a midlife crisis in your 40s or in your 50s. So you're thinking, oh my gosh, what did I not do? my whole life was have to. You know, I went to school, then I got a job, then I had a family, then I had kids. And so you lost yourself in things you had to do, saying, well, later I'm going to do this. Later I'm going to go to Hawaii. Or I'm going to write a book. Or I'm going to make an album. I'll do that later. And then all of a sudden later comes and you're like, I didn't do any of that. And now I'm older. And that's where psychologically it's things start to sink in. So to heck with that, do it. You know, one of my friends, Elanit, and I had a conversation years ago, and she goes, well, what do you want to do? You know, and I go, I've always wanted to be in show business. And she's like, well, do that. I go, I'm too old. I'm in my 30s. And she's like, no, you're not. If you want to be in show business, whether it's radio, TV, whatever, you do it. And she inspired me to just do. It wasn't a midlife crisis. It was a reboot. You know, I've always wanted to write a book. So I've written three. One with my mom. I'm actually working on my fourth book with Dr. Nicholas Klikas, who's like one of my favorite people ever. And I want to write a book. We do it. Write a book. You know, I want to get my album out, you know, and Off Key Christmas. I'm going to work on that, you know, because I sing off key. So it's really easy to do. So I'm working on that. You know, I always wanted to go to Europe. I had always wanted to go to Europe. And I'm like, well, it's too expensive. I don't have the time. Well, a couple years ago, we kind of saw that, you know, going to Europe was kind of cheaper than going to Hawaii or going to, you know, Maine. And once you're in Europe, you just take trains. And I'm like, this is doable. So your midlife crisis can turn into a reboot. Where you go wrong is if you hurt others. So cheating on your spouse, okay, that's not a reboot. That is, you know, going berserk and, you know, doing a suicide mission with the marriage. No. Like I said, you know, filing for bankruptcy so you can buy a Lamborghini. No. But make realistic goals. Don't, when you hit your midlife, go, okay, well, I want to be rich. And because I'm not rich, I'm upset. Well, okay, look, we all want to be rich. Sorry, not going to happen. All right, but if there is something you've always wanted, like a new iPhone or something, okay, well, then work towards that. Smaller goals. If you've always wanted to do a trip, figure out how to make that happen. I'm hearing that there's a new airline, right, that's supposed to be going to Paris. Jerry told me this. I think it's like $99 introductory tickets. Take advantage of that. It's supposed to be a good airline, okay? Take advantage. Just study. Rack up miles. You know, there are things you could do to do the impossible. I know people that want to jump out of a plane. You can do that now. You can jump out of a plane. I mean, you know, with a parachute. Don't, like, kill yourself. But, you know, life is too short. We get these midlife crises because we realize that the end is eventually going to come. Whether we see our friends die or whatever, well, to heck with that, we're living now. So rather than worrying about the inevitable, enjoy today, live now, have fun. You know what? Listen to more talk radio. That should be on your bucket list. Bye. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to.
Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so summertime is a pretty, pretty deadly time. We talk about heat stroke. We talk about heat illness. But one cause that I am really, really passionate about is blood. And having plenty of blood. And unfortunately, we need a lot more than we think. And people who donate, God bless you all for doing that. But summertime, we seem to have less donations than we need because people are out on vacation. People are kind of off their, you know, off their routine. Schools who donate a lot of blood, you know, schools are closed. And so, fortunately, we are facing another blood shortage crisis. So joining us on air, I'm really, really excited, is Dr. Pompey Young, Chief Medical Officer at the American Red Cross. And she joins us today to talk about the latest. Hi, Dr. Young. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, man. So, first of all, thank you and your team and, you know, American Red Cross for all that you do. What's going on in terms of blood donations and your blood supply?
This week, the Red Cross is launching the Missing Types campaign. And the purpose of the campaign is to get new donors and bring in donors who haven't donated for a while because, as you said just a minute ago, we are facing a significant shortage. We do every summer. And what really saves lives is blood on the shelf. So we have to do what we can to bring our very precious volunteer donors in so we can make sure that our hospitals have blood on the shelf.
Absolutely. You know, and I feel guilty. I'm due. And we're having a National Blood Donation Week come up in September. We have World Blood Donation Day coming up tomorrow, June 14th. And it's fantastic to see people come out. But the average person, unfortunately, they have these, you know, misconceptions that, well, you know, I'll get sick if I donate blood because my immune system is down and all that. And I try to dispel those myths. What are the common myths that you see that kind of, you know, dissuade people from donating when they shouldn't? They shouldn't.
That's right. That's a great question. One of the most common myths that we hear is that I have to know my blood type before I can donate. And that's absolutely not true. In fact, majority of the people don't know their blood type. No, come on in. We'll let you know what your blood type is, but you don't need to know it before you come in. Another myth is it might affect your immune system. And that's absolutely not the case. The American Red Cross is the largest producer of blood. We have a very large system to make sure that we are monitoring our donor health and our donor well-being, and our data and the rest of the data and all over the world definitively show that blood donation does not do harm, and in fact, in many ways, helps donor health.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Now, one of my favorite campaigns, and I've been watching these campaigns, you know, for years. One of my favorite types, which you alluded to, is the Missing Types campaign. And this is so cool because it is so eye-catching and it's adorable. It's like my favorite campaign out there, this Missing Types campaign where we remove these U.S. brands. We got tons of brands that join in. Seeing the nation, you know, kind of combine forces for a cause is phenomenal. But explain what the Missing Types campaign is and how cool it is.
It is very cool. So the Red Cross, as I mentioned earlier, is launching this campaign this week, and it coordinates very well with the World Blood Donation Day. And essentially, the campaign involves the letter A, B, and O. And the point of the campaign is that these letters are more than just letters. They represent blood types. And the campaign has a partnership of many large companies who have dropped these letters from the name to symbolically show the absence of these letters can make a difference, and the absence of these blood types on our hospital shelf make a huge difference to the patients that need them. And so the idea is that doesn't matter what your blood type is, we need all of these blood types, and we need and these blood types are missing from our hospitals, and we need for people to come in and donate.
Right. So, like, if you guys, like, see a sign and somebody's advertising they have an Oreo shake and you guys just see Re-sha-ka, it's because they took out the O for the blood type O, they took out the A, you know, for the blood type A. I just think that's cool. I love that. See, by the way, if you guys have a sign, for any of you guys that have a business and have a lit sign, all you have to do is just temporarily shut down the vowel letter. It is so easy to be a part of this campaign. And what's so cool about it is it's life-saving, people. You know, a lot of us are like, well, gosh, you know, we may have another recession soon. I don't have money to donate. You could save a life just by participate in something like this, making people aware. When somebody sees, you know, vowels missing, they're like, okay, I get it. We need O blood. And you know what? I could donate, you know, some blood.
That's very right. Cool. Yeah. We've got lots of partners like Google, Domino's, MasterCard, who are going to drop the letters A, B, and O from their name to help us promote blood donation.
Oh, man, it's amazing. So what another myth that I think people have is, well, you know, I live in an area of the country. We don't really have a lot of car accidents. We don't have a lot of trauma. So our blood needs are low. And what I think a lot of people don't realize is, for those of us that have cancer and undergo chemotherapy, we need blood. You know, for those of us that have, you know, a miscarriage or, you know, have a pregnancy that, you know, had some complications, I think a lot of people underestimate how many people, healthy people, end up needing blood.
You're absolutely right. I mean, you touched on three common myths. About 75% of the public underestimate how frequently blood transfusions occur. They might say that we have a blood transfusion every 15 minutes or every hour or so. In actuality, we have blood transfusions every 2 seconds. It's a very common life-saving procedure. And many people, you know, over 50% know someone who's been helped by a blood transfusion, yet only 3% of the U.S. population donates in a given year. So we have a large number of potential donors out there, and that's one of the things that we're trying to address by the Missing Types campaign. And probably the final misconception you touched on is that more than a third of the public has never considered that blood might not be on the shelf, might not be available when they or a loved one needs it. Blood shortages, particularly for platelets and for cancer patients, occur all the time, and mm-hmm. they're not uncommon at all. And so that's why we need people to roll up their sleeve and come on in.
Yeah, we're talking to Dr. Pampi Young, Chief Medical Officer at the American Red Cross. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and so in our neck of the woods, you know, we had the October 1 shooting, and thank heavens so many people came out in September after National Blood Donation Week and after, you know, all these campaigns to donate, because blood was on the shelves before the tragedy happened. And it's very difficult to talk about, because you're like, well, you know, we don't want a tragedy to happen, so we don't want to plan for it or talk about it, because God forbid it could happen. But the truth of the matter is bad things happen, and so the blood has to be on the shelf before the tragedy, which is why when things are good is sometimes the best time to donate blood.
Oh, you're so right, and that's an incredibly important point, is that when tragedies happen, you have to have blood in the refrigerator to transfuse right away. Otherwise, it's just too late. The blood that folks gave who came out in very, very large numbers after the Las Vegas shooting and lots of other tragedies, and bless them for that as well. But that blood will not be on the shelf for at least 2 to 3 days, because it has to be collected, has to be manufactured, and it has to be tested for infectious disease so we know it's safe for transfusion. And all of that takes a few days to do. So it's not immediately available. You're absolutely right.
Well, Dr. Pampi Young, in the last 10 seconds, how can people find you and help?
Well, it's really easy to join the Missing Types movement. Visit redcrossblood.org. You can download the Red Cross Blood Donor app and just come on in and roll up your sleeves and help us fill in the missing types, A, B,
awesome.
O, and A, B.
Oh, my God, awesome. Thank you, Dr. Young. Can't wait to have you on again. Take care. Bye. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says no foreign government should try to interfere in U.S. elections.
What I am appalled about is what has happened. The Democrat presidential campaign spends $6 million to a foreign entity to travel the world to try to find something.
During a Capitol Hill briefing today, McCarthy was pressed about President Trump's remarks regarding a hypothetical where the president would accept dirt about his political opponent from a foreign source. The U.S. Navy is responding after two tankers carrying Japan-related cargo were involved in a suspected attack off the coast of Iran. Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger suspects who's behind the attack.
Iran has been attacking U.S. interests for 30 years, and what they do is a version of hybrid warfare, so it may not have been an Iranian sub, but they can energize different groups.
Kinzinger was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So this is interesting. Carnival Cruise Line back in the news. I tell you, man, Carnival gets in the news a lot because it's, you know, one of the most popular cruise lines. And so lots of things happen on it. Well, in this particular case, they're being sued by the family of a 65-year-old passenger who died after allegedly not being allowed off the ship to receive medical treatment for a heart attack. The family of Jeffrey Eisenman is bringing the lawsuit against Carnival Sunshine and its crew for negligence and infliction of emotional distress. They said that the ship lacked adequate medical facilities. Now, according to the lawsuit, the ship's doctor diagnosed that Eisenman had suffered a major heart attack while the ship had docked at Grand Turk in Turks and Caicos Islands on December 3rd. He unfortunately died the next day. Now, the lawsuit says that he died on board while confined to the medical center of the Carnival Sunshine against his will. The family was forced to watch on in horror at his mistreatment and decline into a gruesome death. That's according to what the lawsuit says. Now, the family claims that Eisenman, who was told by the doctor that he had to be flown to Miami, wasn't allowed to leave the ship, which was then set to sail for San Juan, Puerto Rico, even though the family had an insurance policy that covered the cost of an air ambulance. So the lawsuit reads that inexplicably, all of the requests and pleas for help went unanswered. The Carnival Sunshine, they said, left Grand Turk with Jeffrey Eisenman and his family confined on board against their will, helpless against the willful, inhumane conduct of Carnival. This is what they're saying. And holding a critically ill man imprisoned in an unequipped medical center. So following the death, the family continued, they said, reeling from the tragedy, while the cruise company told them that the corpse couldn't be removed in Puerto Rico because it was unclear if it would be returned from the hurricane-damaged island in a timely manner. So 5 days later, the ship returned to Cape Canaveral. So the family was basically on a ship with their dead relative who died, and all right, this is a mess. This is an absolute mess. Our hearts and prayers go out to the family. I'm not sure what the heck happened there. I believe Turks and Caicos has medical facilities and that they can treat heart attacks. I'm not exactly sure of all the rules and regulations, but, and again, the Carnival needs to have their chance to defend themselves. You know, I mean, they may have documentation that said, no, you know, we offered for them to go here. They wanted instead to go somewhere else. Should it be your choice as a passenger? Absolutely. There's a medical emergency and you have the money and you have the insurance to, you know, have something done a certain way. You should be able to get off the ship. But I notice I've done multiple cruises. I've been on multiple cruises and I notice that, there's like, it's a whole different government. All these rules and regulations on a cruise ship. You know, I had been wearing flip-flops, and I had gotten out of the pool, and I went to get something to eat, and I was stopped. You can't go there. Yeah, but I'm really hungry. No, you're wet. Go. You got to go somewhere else. And I'm like, but everybody else gets to go there. So I had to wait till I dried off, took a towel, you know, dried my tushy. I showed them that I dried my tushy, super dry. Then I was able to walk in. And I know that doesn't equate to what happened there, but there's a lot of the training that the crew goes through. And mind you, that's got to be really hard to be 7 months on a ship, right? You know, dealing with passengers and customer service and always smiling, you know, and telling everybody to washy-washy their hands. Washy-washy, which they do a lot of times when you go to get something to eat. But when you leave a ship, if you're not back in time, they're gone. I mean, we hear stories where people fall off the ship. Ship goes on. You know, one of my friends was abducted in Cabo and killed. And, ship, they have a port, they have, you know, they move on. They have these strict rules. And I'm not sure what all the rules are and why why they're so rigid, except all I can imagine is lawsuits. So this confuses me. I really want to hear the other side of the story because when I was on a plane, there was a medical, when I was on a cruise last year, not this year, last year, there was a medical emergency. Life Flight came down and they took the patient and, we believe it was a heart attack. I couldn't get there. I'm a doctor. All I knew is that the helicopter was coming. I'm like, look, I'm here to help. There is medical personnel. I think there's like one or two doctors on. I don't know exactly all the personnel they have, but, you know, they can't do surgery, really, on a ship. All they could do is stabilize, you know, kind of like an urgent care until, you could go to a facility. But, yeah, helicopter came. Patient was life-flighted out of there. We don't really want to get much information. We don't know if he was rich. We don't know if he was poor. We don't know what happened. But all we know is there was a medical emergency, and he was life-flighted out. And it was a Carnival cruise. I was on a carnival 2 years ago. So I'm not exactly sure why somebody would be denied if they had a heart attack. Now, is it that, well, it wasn't diagnosed as a heart attack originally and it was misdiagnosed? Was it that, well, this makes absolutely no sense. So I'm dying to see what happens with this, but how does this affect you or I? We travel a lot. A lot of us, we travel. And we feel good before we travel. Thank God. I got a trip coming up. I feel good. And we never think, well, what if something happens? What's my plan? Do you have traveler's insurance? Most of us don't. We think insurance is a crock. We get so screwed on our own insurance on these exchanges that we're not going to buy traveler's insurance. Well, maybe you might want to if you're going overseas. Do we make sure we have plenty of medicines? I can't tell you how many people call going, oh, I'm leaving tomorrow for a cruise and I don't have any medicine. Why did you plan this out a month ago? When did you book your cruise? 6 months ago. Well, shouldn't you go to your doctor and see your doctor and check your blood pressure and all that? You know, heart attacks happen. Doctors can't prevent heart attacks all the time. Only God can. But I think we take our health for granted. And if you are at risk of a heart attack, right? See your heart doctor and make sure you're stable to travel. I'm not saying this is his fault. May you rest in peace. But any of us could be in this situation where, you know, we have an issue in America. We're like, all right, call 911 and an ambulance comes. Okay? It's not like that. You know, ships pray that there's no medical emergencies. They have some contingencies, but it's not going to be as good as an ambulance coming and taking you 20 minutes to a hospital. Same thing with these diarrhea and the noroviruses. All right? When people get sick, a lot of them, they just start to lose their logic. I can't tell you how many people I see coughing and sneezing, just in general, even at, you know, a Walmart or whatever. And I'm like, you're supposed to cover your mouth. You're supposed to. So somebody gets a coughing fit, they're not going to go, oh, hold on, let me, you know, get to a spot that won't transmit germs. And the average person that's kind of freaking out because they're in a coughing fit will just sit there, mouth open. No one's covering their mouth. Not that that really will protect you if you're standing right next to them. And, you know, they just don't think of, you know, contaminating other people or surfaces. I had, you know, my friend's kids would come over. You know, day one, okay, they have a little cold. Well, you know, they have their Kleenexes. They throw the Kleenexes out. You know, day five, you know, they're over at the house. They're still sick. Kleenexes are like on the ground all over the place. I'm like, okay, come on, guys. But because they're over it, they start to kind of get squirrely. And so what happens with these norovirus and these infections is you would think that the first person that had diarrhea, you know, when this big norovirus or these big, you know, foodborne illnesses or these big gastroenteritis outbreaks that happen on ships, you think the first person's like, you know what, I'm going to stay in my room. All right, I'm going to, anything I touched, I'm going to wash. I'm going to notify everybody that this is where I touched. This is the hallway I went. That doesn't happen. So now the next person touches the elevator. Or the next person, you know, and then, you know, people are throwing up. And they're, you know, it's a mess. So it's really hard to contain and really, you know, having medical issues on travel is rough. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Oh, these pains, my neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
She's a lion. She's a lion. A lion.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCA-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you are thinking about climbing Mount Everest. Oh, that scares the heck out of me. That just really scares me. Maybe it's because I saw the Mount Everest movie. Maybe it's because I'm a doctor and I worry about cerebral edema and altitude sickness and hypoxia and things like that. Well, in the news, they said that the Nepalese government has removed over 24,000 pounds of trash from Mount Everest. And during their cleanup, they uncovered four dead bodies. Do people not tell anybody that they're going and then nobody kind of says, well, where are they? Well, you know what? A lot of times the search is stopped you know, when they can't find, you know, the person. Maybe that's what's going on. But they said 11 tons of trash was recovered from the 45-day project, like food wrappers, cans, bottles, empty oxygen cylinders. I don't know how many garbage receptacles there are on the mountain and who gets hired to, you know, take the garbage and dump it out. So I'm not exactly sure. But Tourism Department official Don Duraj Gamir apparently has reported that they've recovered 11 tons of trash. Cleaning up the mountain, they said, has been difficult because of unpredictable weather conditions, inaccessibility of certain areas, and, of course, the inherent dangers involved. So Geimeier said the four dead bodies were found by the cleaners in melting snow and were taken to the base camp before being flown to a hospital for identification. None of the bodies have been identified, and it's not known when they died. Now, some of the waste was flown to Kathmandu, Nepal's capital, in army helicopters. Officials presented it to recyclers in a ceremony to officially conclude the cleanup project. I don't know if I would conclude it. It sounds like this is an ongoing thing. They say, unfortunately, some garbage collected in bags at the South Col could not be brought down due to bad weather. So officials said the mission was successful, but that some of the trash still covered by snow will need to be collected when temperatures rise. Now they say 300 climbers have died on Mount Everest since 1953, but officials are unsure of how many bodies are still on the mountain. Now, I thought there were more. I thought that there was like 260 in the last year. So I need to kind of verify what's going on here. Yeah, I was hearing numbers that there were a lot more. Well, all right. So, they say the exact amount of garbage is unknown. Climbers report that human excrement, used oxygen bottles, torn tents, ropes, broken ladders, cans, plastic wrappers litter the slopes from decades of climbing. They say this could potentially be the busiest climbing season on record, increasing the risk of death and the amount of trash left behind. Now, this has been the deadliest climbing season with 11 people losing their lives. Nepal has issued 381 permits, the highest number ever. And they think that has contributed to the chaos on the mountain. Now, what's very fascinating is a few days ago we talked about how traffic jams might have caused some of the deaths on Mount Everest. Well, now the tourism industry said no. The death toll is 9, not 11. And they said traffic jam did not cause all the deaths. They say the large number of deaths of climbers was not due to the traffic jam. It was high altitude sickness, other health reasons, and adverse weather. So some of you will say, well, yeah, I mean, if you're stuck, you know, on the mountain and you can't get down, then that is contributing to altitude sickness. But, you know, I see what they're saying. If somebody falls, right, you know, if they fall over the side and it's not because there were other people in the way, that isn't technically traffic jam related. They say the number of deaths on Mount Everest was put at 11 by the international media, but Nepal Tourism Ministry says, it's 9. They say four Indians had died on the 8,800-meter high Mount Everest. Two each died on Mount Kanchenjunga and Mount Makalu, bringing the death toll of Indian climbers in the Himalayas to 8. They say our attention has been drawn to the wrong information about deaths on Mount Everest conveyed by national and international media. And then I want to apologize because I talked about the permits and I talked about, I mean, you know, if it's a story that comes across my desk, I'm going to talk about it. But, you know, whether people died because of traffic jams or not or whatever, to me, that's not the story. The story is people are doing something. We just opened the show talking about midlife crisis and, you know, doing things that you haven't done that you want to do without sacrificing your home, sacrificing your family, sacrificing your marriage. And you have a lot of people that want to climb a mountain. They just do. And not any mountain. Kilimanjaro. McKinley, Mount Everest. These are big mountains. And they want to say they did it. And I respect that. It's scary. You're putting your life on the line. Not something I would do. But I respect that people want to do that. I think there's a lot of risks that people don't understand. You know, it's very hard to train for something like that because unless you live near a mountain that you could climb and scale to try and, you know, practice and get yourself used to that sort of trek, it's difficult. You know, if the nearest mountaineer is only 2,000 feet, you know, and you're trying to, you know, hike thousands more, that's not going to get you ready. But I respect people that want to do something that they've never done. You know, and people will say, well, you know what? I'd rather die there than anywhere else. I could die happy. You know, I'm kind of envious of people who could say that, you know, where they're like, you know what? This is something I've wanted to do. If I have to leave life, you know, leave it doing something I want to do. Obviously, when the going gets tough, the average person's like, no, I want to live. All right. You know, when you feel good and, you know, you're like, oh, I'm ready. Always different. You know, like people wonder, you know, what does a person think in their head as they're committing suicide and they're falling off a, you know, building? Like, was this a bad idea? Assume that they say that to themselves. Assume that anybody that threw them off a building has a change of heart. We try not to think about that, you know, because we try to say, well, you know, they were ready, but it's heartbreaking. But, you know, the average person, when they're scared, they're like, no. That fear takes over. And so wanting to do something like this and do this kind of feat is phenomenal, but I don't think people really understand the risks. And I think in order to prepare for anything that has risks, you need to almost have a stress test of, okay, this is what the air is going to be like. This is what it's going to feel like, you know. Even if you've had all your training, this is what it's going to feel like. And then are you going to get squirrely? Are you going to panic? You know, they do this a lot with training, you know, with Air Force or with, you know, Navy, you know. What are you going to do when you lose oxygen? In fact, when we scuba dived, when I trained for scuba diving, they purposely took your mask off. What happens if you lose your mask and you lose your oxygen? Well, very easy. First, you get your oxygen back. You know where to reach to grab your hose without panicking. You know exactly where to go. And then you find your mask. You have to open your eyes, find your mask. You have to do that underwater. And I don't like to open my eyes underwater. I don't do well with that. I don't do well without oxygen underwater. But they train you so you don't panic. And so, you know, I would suggest for anybody wanting to do something like this, whether there's going to be traffic jams or not, be prepared for things that you wouldn't normally think would happen. What if there's somebody going crazy just deciding to, you know, push people off? Or what if somebody falls and starts to roll down and you're on a very, very narrow path? You know, have space between other people. Take your time. And if you really don't want to do it, don't, right? If you have any doubts, this isn't something you want to do, you're probably not going to make it. Don't do it. One of the things I'm not going to say to try. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.